Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our consideration this morning is taken from the 16th chapter of St. Matthew, the gospel text which has already been read. Three women. They were the same three women who had been there just a few days before when he was crucified. The same three women who had borne witness as he was laid in the tomb that belonged to Joseph of Arimathea. Three women. And now it's Sunday morning, and they're headed back to that same tomb, spices in hand. It's what you did when you had a dead body, to preserve it as best as you could for as long as you could. The three women had names. They are called Joanna, Mary, and Salome, and they are in the hymnal. They're called myrrh-bearers, and their feast day is August 3. And they fretted as they made their way to the tomb on that first Easter Sunday morning. Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb? It was a very large stone, and they were probably not very large people. So I've known Marcella for almost 7 years. I do the service at West Wing on the first Monday of the month, and she was always there on the first Monday of the month. And after church, we would talk about the weather, always the weather first, about family. And she wanted to know what's going on at church. And either she was playing cards at the time, or she wasn't. And she liked to watch TV, but there was never anything on. Everybody has things about your job that you like, and other things not so much. One of the things I like about my job is cracking open those century-old dusty books that record the life of a congregation, baptisms, confirmations, weddings, funerals. So a couple days ago, I went down to the basement here, opened up the fireproof safe, pulled out the CD that contains the life of Emmanuel, found an older computer to play the CD on, thinking I don't have you people never heard of the thumb drive. And sure enough, just as she had told me almost 7 years ago, Marcella was in fact married at the age of 16. December 22, 1937, a Wednesday, a few days before Christmas. And she'd also told me that she was not raised Lutheran. She was from Donahue. And other people from Donahue have told me this. There were no churches in Donahue. And it used to be harder to get from Donahue to here on Sunday morning. So 9 days before she got married, the dusty book on the CD told me, December 13, 1937, she had been baptized along with her sister Mildred and along with Leona Grau, sister-in-law, in the home of H. Vetter. And I can tell you that if that kind of thing happened here these days, three adults being baptized, boom, 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 in one day, that would be a big deal. And I can tell you that in 1937, it was a big deal that three adults, boom, boom, boom. And it was a life-changing thing for those three women. If not for that day, we would not be here today rejoicing over our loved one who has died and gone to heaven. But she was baptized, and we are here rejoicing. I looked for Elaine in those dusty books on the CD, and I didn't see where she had been baptized at this Emmanuel. We think probably she was baptized at another Emmanuel in Rock Island. And I know that Elaine became a Lutheran because I went to church with her at St. Matthew in Milan for many years, and she was faithful unto death and has received the crown of life. And the same can be said for Mildred, and now for Marcella. She was baptized, and she kept the faith all the days of her life, and she has received that crown of life. I sort of got in at a tail end of her life, you know, 6, maybe 7 years ago. People ask me how Marcella is doing, and I tell them about the same. She's kind of bored. About the same. She's kind of bored. And they tell me then how she used to be. She did crafts, she cooked, they danced, and they played cards, like a lot of the people play cards. But mostly, when I ask people about Marcella, they would say the word social. She was a very social person. As in, Marcella liked to be around people, and they liked to be around her. She was social. And that's the Marcella you probably know that I probably never did know. And she farmed. Sometimes people fuss these days about working women, but women have always worked. The difference is they don't so much work on the farm because not many people live on the farm. Marcella worked alongside of Butch, like a lot of women in her time worked alongside their husband. It's where my mother worked when we all got in school and she got bored. And she was here. Marcella was here every Sunday. Every Sunday, I've been told, as long as she could drive, she was here. I think maybe I've noticed this over the years that adult converts, I don't know if they don't take it for granted or they just appreciate it a little bit more, but they have a different spiritual mindset, perhaps, than those of us who have been here all our lives. Maybe they do appreciate it more. And then one day she was not here anymore. And then when I go over on the first Monday at West Wing, she wasn't always there. And sometimes I'd go into her room. I'd always go into her room, and she'd be dressed. And the legs just didn't quite make it into the wheelchair in time to make it down to church. And so I'd wake her up and say, "Would you like communion?" "Oh yeah, oh yeah." And she eagerly ate the body of Christ, eagerly drank the blood of Christ. That was a big deal to her. And now she's here today again. So when those three women got to the tomb of Jesus on that first Easter Sunday morning, spices in hand, discussing among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. Luke tells us that they were perplexed by what they saw there in the tomb. What they saw was the absence of the body of Jesus. And they were frightened, and then they were amazed. And then the young man says to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." And they went out, those three women, and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them, and they said nothing to anyone. They were afraid. They were afraid. Three women. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 6, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Three women, not raised in the church. There is no church in Donahue. Baptized into Christ, who in that baptism participated, Paul says, in the death of Christ, who in that baptism, Paul says, participated in the resurrection of Christ, and one day that thing that has already happened will come to pass. These are sisters in Christ, and our brothers in Christ will rise in the body, resurrected into eternal life on the last day. Meanwhile, Marcella has joined her sisters, her husband, lots of other people she knows, all the saints who have gone before her, the three women at the tomb that first Easter Sunday morning, the countless numbers who now throng the heavenly halls, and it's all good. It's all good there. You like crafts? Well, how about an endless number and variety of crafts? Only better. You like to play cards? The card game never ends. The food is always the best. The dancing is fun. and her husband and others are included in that company of heaven that we talk about on the last day. On the last day, she will rise up as her Lord rose up, as Tabitha rose up so long ago, and that departed soul will be reunited with the body to live in joy and bliss in heaven forever. Amen. The peace of God is past all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life.